Blog Talk Radio.
Keep talking.
Bo, how was your day today, Bo? Were you all right? Everything okay?
No, I'm exhausted. Wow. I am so tired. That's why I... What in the world is going on?
Okay, we are definitely on now. All right, so that was a gigantic turd that just happened here on this show. So here we go. Okay?
Thank God for editing.
Yes, and we will edit it out. So if you're listening live, thank you for bearing with us. If you're not, you won't hear this because I'm going to edit it out later.
Oh, and by the way, the underwear is known as Crown Jewelin or something like that, which means crown jewels.
Okay, so wait, so it's a lead-lined underwear?
I don't know if it's, let me see what it's made of.
Okay, it's got some kind of material that blocks out the microwave signals coming from a cell phone. Is that what we're saying?
It has protective silver threads.
Silver.
Silver threads that the company making this says absorb 98% of the radiation from cell phones about 70% from Wi-Fi.
So to me, it sounds like the perfect 25th anniversary gift.
Well, I think after 25 years, you're probably not looking to have any more kids. So does it really matter at that point?
I mean, they're only $32.
I mean, is it really just to save the swimmers? Is that the bottom line with these things?
Well, science has not proven it does anything. So, but
okay, but let's assume for a minute that
better safe than sorry.
Is that what we're saying?
I mean, if I was a young man,
or are we talking about these signals going to create a third testicle or something? You know, that's going to.
Right.
But you're
right.
Talking about cancer.
I'm talking about cancer.
Of course.
Like, there's no way we have not had cell phones long enough to know what is the impact of 40 years in your pocket.
Right. 40 years of radiation. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
A lot of pocket pool.
And there's a lot more cancer out there now than there used to be.
Well, they had that saying about the power lines, too, right?
Right.
For
right.
years.
And,
well, they used to
and
always,
actually, it was proven true.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yes.
And they used to always say your palms would get all hairy from what you do, right, Bo?
I thought he was going to go blind.
Yeah, that too. I think it was both of them.
By the way, if you hear some odd audio artifacts going on here, it's all good. Bo is the audio engineer in training tonight.
I'm Spocko.
And he's at the helm of the audio engineering, which is kind of cool.
Captain Kirko.
It can be the first and last.
It liberates me from having to do that and the other things I'm trying to do over here. So you guys went around the table, asked about who was drinking when I was over monkeying with the computer.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
The thing is, Rocco is drinking my beer, so I'm drinking the same thing, which is a Saranac. And you're welcome, Rocco. I mean, just feel free. The fridge is right there. Help yourself.
Yes. Of course.
All right.
My loyal listener, Aunt Cindy, she says she's trying to listen, but nothing coming through.
Okay. Well,
it was working on some other fans' phones. So.
Well, I was just told by one of our loyal listeners, a.k.a. my daughter, that it's working.
All right.
So I'm assuming that she hasn't caught up to it yet. Hopefully. Cindy, keep trying. If you're not listening, then you can't hear this.
And does Slick Eddie know, is she working today?
Slick Eddie is not on the job.
Pizza Joe.
No, we are producerless. Just so you know, that's how we get away with so much that we get away with here on this program.
Lone wolves, baby. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a good topic I wanted to start with. Okay, because this is right up Bo's alley.
Oh Jesus!
All right, what beer does he drink most on this program?
The cheapest one alive.
Well, that. But specifically, what brand has he?
PBR.
No, he's not had a PBR. But if you look around, you'll see plenty of cans.
Right, nothing wrong with PBR.
I can't believe nobody is offering this.
Like
Bud Light?
No, he's not had a single
light.
Bud Light.
You guys are
close. Oh, Bush.
That's
Bush.
The one. Bush. Okay.
Well, Bush and Bud are the same thing.
They are. You're right. But Bush is the important thing here. And you're in luck, Bo. I'm just going to suggest you take a trip to Florida sometime real soon because police have just arrested a woman who offered sex for smokes and Bush beer.
All right. Is that what started you on the Bush beer?
I think that's a deal.
Police arrested this woman on charges of soliciting sexual favors in exchange for cigarettes and Bush beer, according to the Panama City Police Department. Her name was Kelly Murdoch. She was arrested about 7:30 Saturday p.m., that is, in the parking lot of the Walgreens. So she actually goes to the Walgreens to get her Johns. And she was charged with soliciting for prostitution after she allegedly offered to have sex with an undercover officer for a pack of Marlboros and a four-pack of Bush.
So do you think she just was thirsty and just said, how am I going to get this? Or do you think she was a prostitute, said, I just want to get paid something?
Well, if the story goes on to say she's had two prior convictions for prostitution, so she clearly has a history.
Like a Big Mac was the last one?
Well, yeah.
It could have been a Big Mac.
And fries.
Yeah. It's a good
time, and fries. Though. You know. So, Bo.
Yes.
Now we understand now why Bush beer is your favorite.
I like the Bush.
Yeah. By the way, she was arrested without incident. And charged with a felony offense, transported to the Bay County Jail for further processing. And there is a picture that goes along. And had I done enough homework, I would have uploaded it to our Facebook page.
I bet it's nasty.
Because it would have really put it all into perspective.
Did she have a cigarette, too?
Not in the mugshot, no.
Nasty.
Yeah, I don't know. So there you go. So Bo, Bush beer, it all makes sense now. Imagine what you get with the six-pack of Heineken in Florida.
Jesus. Royal treatment in Miami.
You get a harem.
Speaking of hair, I saw online that there's this story about theories for why butt hair exists.
Oh.
So speaking of hair and bush.
Yeah. Butt hair.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Are these evolutionary theories? Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So monkey hair. Why butt hair exists.
Okay. Well, we know that a lot of monkeys don't have hair on their butts. They got the red butt thing.
That's monkey butt.
Go ahead.
So, well, according to this, that the growth around our anus generates more smell down there, thus enhancing our scent communication.
Hey, Ralph.
Whoa.
Hey, Ralph. Adam.
I mean, from experience, I could probably attest to that being true in this room. However, what you're saying is that the hair traps the odor.
Right.
And it just makes it more fragrant.
Oh. Right.
That is just nasty. Soccer, what the hell?
110 degree weather.
So, you know, you got to start off the show with something.
We couldn't have done that when we were off the air. I mean, what the
bad
hell? Yes. Rocco, what do you think? I mean, is your ass here trapped the smell?
I'm probably the hairless guy here. I mean, you guys, I feel bad for Bo's. Oh, my God.
Is nice. I shave it twice a day.
Oh, that is just disgusting. That is just disgusting.
You ever see those guys, guys?
It explains a lot.
I had a teacher. Had the tons of hair
on
his
ears.
Ears and his knuckles and his back. He's like,
Yeah. And you didn't check his ass out.
No. I was too young for
that.
It was
a good idea.
Gave the sniff
test. It's also a good muffler.
You want to get an A.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what the evolutionary benefit to that would have been.
Well, if you were hunting.
Camouflage.
You didn't want to draw attention to yourself.
You're out stalking the prey.
You had a muffle. You didn't want to scare the prey away.
You got a little gas. You got it all built in muffle.
I'm sure you're excited about eating, body's turning. And then, of course, makes perfect sense.
The author that wrote the article on this about the research wrote, we're just glad we're not there for the actual research.
Yeah. I wonder, for people who don't make much noise, were their ancestors better hunters?
Because they never took showers.
Because, they don't make as much noise.
Yeah,
think.
That's
quiet.
A good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
I wonder.
But I imagine the odor might give them away, though. So there's kind of a counter effect.
Why are you saying because they're SBDs? Kind of, but deadly?
Yeah.
No.
What I was saying is that you're saying that the hair around the anus acts as a muffler, therefore masking some noises that might otherwise betray them and why they're stalking, right?
Right.
That's what you're saying. But that if it's trapping the odor, if it's making that area more fragrant, can't the animals sense the smell in advance? Therefore, it's counterproductive.
Wise hunter is always downwind.
That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
Downwind.
Good point. Sacco brings this topic in, and then he quietly withdraws from the conversation. What the heck?
I'm doing more research.
I think he's been muffling a few right now. That's why he wants to. He's very quiet.
Actually, I have to tell you something. Sacco, I'm starting to get concerned. Now, we all know, Sacco has jumped in on the male flasher and going down to Florida for whatever that was going on there that was a little weird.
And now ass hair.
Ass hair. But wait, this is the second conversation that I've had with Sacco. I said, wait.
Okay.
This is the second conversation I've had with Sacco that's revolved around ass hair.
Ooh,
did you not tell me that you heard – you heard that you use Nair?
I did read
your,
that.
Yeah.
I did read that. that if you shave your ass or use Nair, your cheeks will flap when you fart.
No way. Come on,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
We have a caller, I think.
We do have a caller.
Do we pick it up?
Okay. Caller, welcome to G&D. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Bree.
Hello. Oh, hello, Bree.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, welcome to the program again.
Well, thank you.
What's going on?
Well, I have to say I joined the program late.
It's okay. The program joined the program late.
Okay, good. So because I was out, so I really don't know what the subject matter is, but I have a question.
Okay.
And my question is there an age limit where women should not get tattoos? And if there is that age limit, wait, I'm not saying this right. Is there an age limit where women shouldn't get tattoos? And then outside of that, mm-hmm. what are different ages where women should never consider getting a tattoo?
Well, we're going to turn this question right over to Sacco because he just recently got a tattoo. And, you know, he's in a later part of his life. So what do you think, Sacco?
So I would say the age to never get a tattoo would be like 6 or 7, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or younger.
Certainly prepubescent. Right. No tattoos.
So, fair enough.
Yeah.
So true story.
And that holds true for men and women, I would say.
I agree. And that also holds true for body piercings, I would say, as well.
It might be less painful, though, some of the piercings.
So I think my mother got her second tattoo at age 65.
Sweet.
Because at that point, she's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Well, that's true.
What did she get? What kind of tattoo?
She got fairies.
She really?
Got fairies. So, Sokka, what you're saying is that I think we've agreed on no prepubescent tattoos.
Right.
But there's really no upper age limits, whatever you feel like.
I think the upper age limit is the sky's limit. I think it's, you know, your body, you do what you want to do.
I think as long as you're not on your deathbed.
I think it all depends on
your deathbed. I don't think we need it there.
Personally, I think it depends on what type of tattoo you're getting, too. Like
a tramp stamp?
There you go.
Thank you.
I couldn't spit it out, yeah.
So, Breeze, why do you ask these questions? What's going on in your mind right now?
Well, you know, I'm thinking it's time for me to get a tattoo.
Okay. All right. What kind of tattoo are you thinking? Like, what are you thinking?
Mother?
Well, you know, the sad thing is I'm thinking my lower back.
Okay. All right. Do you have a design picked out already, or are you just starting this process of considering and exploring?
Well, I'm kind of starting the process, but I'm more into, like, a tribal kind of tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Do you need to how to spell Rocco? I can spell it for you if you want, just so you know the proper. I hate to see you have a typo.
You don't want
a typo there, for sure.
You never do names, ever, ever, ever. Come
Good
on.
Point.
Where I got my tattoo, they never do names of anybody that's alive.
Oh, really?
Right.
So they'll
do kids.
Right. So they'll do Abraham Lincoln on there if you wanted to do that. Right? Yeah. What do you think, Breeze? A little Abraham Lincoln right under your pant line?
Oh, Honest Abe.
I think you should put like a coaster, like a picture of a coaster. So, you know, a beer can go right there.
Oh, God.
You know, a little tribal coaster. I think, that'd be a lot of appeal.
It's not only attractive, but it's functional.
Yes.
It's very practical, Breeze. Very practical.
Then do you write beer here?
You could have you might have a gin and tonic. I mean, you don't want to limit what kind of drink you're drinking. I mean, I think it'd be courteous. Where to put it.
It's not bad. What do you think? Any of that sound attractive to you, Breeze?
Yeah, absolutely not.
No, not at all. So this would be your first tattoo, is what you're saying?
Absolutely would be my first tattoo.
Wow.
She's getting on the lower back. Boy, you're going to feel something good.
Yeah. So how close are you to pulling the trigger on this?
I'm thinking Monday.
Okay, good. So can you post your design options on our Facebook page and we can vote and tell you which one to get?
I certainly can, but I can't do it tonight because I'm traveling. I'm packing my
house. Okay. All right. Well,
I vote for
so
enter
to
here.
Well, you know what? I can hold off. I can hold off. This can be a vote next week.
I think you know. I don't want to put a pause in your plan here. But if you held off until next week or so, we could review the review the options online while we're broadcasting.
And have fan
have
voting.
A live vote, have fan voting, and we can all help you decide what the best option is.
Or I'm pretty good with the Sharpie, as most people know. I could really do up a nice design for you, and you could bring it in then.
You could have it in a different one every week that way.
Now, yeah. Hold it.
Maybe
and
we should all draw one design.
And it's all tribal. It's all black.
And throw it into the ring.
I didn't know.
Who wins. And you have to take what the most voted on.
I did not know if Bo was offering to draw a design on paper
or
stencil it out on the
stencil
body.
He was talking
body.
About putting it on the body. Because
I'm
exactly
a good shoppy guy.
Any of this helpful, Breeze, or is this just, adding
so
to your frustration?
You, I'm open to all this if I get to see the design first.
Okay.
All right.
So
I will let the fans
designs,
vote.
I'm open to it.
And then I say what we do is we travel the country, wherever you are, we find you, and we actually broadcast live with beers in hand while you're getting the tattoo. How does that sound?
Okay. That's kind of pushing it.
Oh, you think that's too much?
We could actually we'll let the fans vote, and you could be like a super delegate and have like an extra vote. I think that would work. I mean, two might win it with all our fans.
Is
kind of
Breeze
scary, isn't
the
it?
Theme? Is Breeze the theme?
Breeze the theme of the tattoo, of the design, is that what you're saying?
Well, she did say tribal.
Well,
I did say tribal. Thank you, whoever that was. You stuck up
that
for
was,
me.
That was Socko.
Bo's already drawing.
Thank you, Socko.
Bo has a really catchy design already.
It's working.
I think that one's going to get a lot of votes.
Yeah.
I think all you need is three. Three would put it over the top.
I think we have a winner.
We can't have a winner yet. I didn't get to see it.
All right. Fair enough.
This one we're not letting you see first.
I'll save it.
Yeah. File that over there.
We'll put it on Facebook.
All right. Hey, Breeze, what else is going on? Anything else you want to share with us tonight? Or what are you thinking?
No, I think that's it, really. I'm trying to pack to head on the road. I have a good 5-hour drive ahead of me.
Aye. Well, we're not on the radio, but you certainly can listen to us on your smartphone while you're traveling. So keep us in the car with you.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it'll make the trip go a lot faster. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure it will.
Happy
Easter. Have a good night.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
You too. Bye.
Got to call her again, man. We're on. We are on tonight.
Well,
baby.
Breeze is a regular caller.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she's just left as the number one caller right now.
She just leaped over the other single callers.
South Dakota. She's from right. South Dakota.
I'm not sure where she's from.
No, but I'm willing to get in the car and take the show on the road. And wherever Breeze is getting her tattoo done, we could do a G&D live from the tattooing.
Deal.
And Periscope it.
Nice.
Why not?
Nice.
Love it.
That's a great idea.
I think this particular call, Breeze's call, just elevated this show to the hierarchy of advice column shows.
Man.
And we just gave some serious life-altering, changing advice. Didn't I? Did we not?
I would say good advice. Not just life-altering, but this is sound, thought-out, reasoned.
Absolutely.
Advice.
Yeah. There's no flaw in what we offered, and there's no downside. No downside whatsoever. We're going to take a break, and we are going to come back and really start getting into the meat and potatoes of our topic, because we've got some good ones.
She would be all mine. Love me, Juliet. when I whispered in her ear, I lost another prayer. Good times, bad times, you know I remember it. When I woman that talk for God's name, but I don't see the game.
In the cold, it's a sorry day for your sorry ass when you feel the ice forming in your crack at the work camp. Work camp. My comrades at the factory, coiling with the machines, the piston fire and the gears go round. The hammer comes down, the pollution goes out at the factory. Factory, but we dream of
Joe Quigley from the Audio Drinking Companion. Rocco, you know this one. It's vodka. It's vodka.
Here's what we need for our burly chests, our hairy backs, and our bristly.
You know, last time we played this song, I sang it for the rest of the week.
Like our vodka, vodka.
You should probably harmonize a little bit, Rocco.
I heard you're good at it.
I have a sweat throat.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back to the program. It's G&D. If you're listening to us live, thanks for joining in. We do this Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. If you are listening to us as a download, thanks for doing that, too. Stop by the Facebook page. Just look for what is the Facebook page? What is our page?
G&D, I thought.
No, it's Good and Drunk. That's the thing.
Right.
Facebook.com/Good and Drunk. Give us a like on Facebook. Stop by the web page, even though there's nothing there. Say hi. Whatever. Whatever.
Sure.
All right. So, anybody got something?
Did you hear about this poor child that at 6 years old was in a car accident, dragged along, and lost his penis?
Oh, wow. Ouch.
But there's a good side to this.
Oh, hold on.
What happened to him? Well, I'm not really sure clear exactly what happened to him.
He was in a car accident?
Well, a car hit him.
Dragged him.
Somehow.
And during the process?
He lost his... But
he
lost his his member. But the good news is, 38 years later, they were able to put in a bionic penis.
Is this a $6 million penis or?
I don't know if it was six. Nowadays, it's probably more than that.
Probably, yeah.
But so he was getting a bionic penis, and a woman in the sex field.
Sex trade. The oldest profession.
Yes. Yeah. She offered to be his first.
Really?
So at the age of 44, he lost his virginity with this woman with his bionic penis.
Mm-hmm.
It apparently failed day one, but day two.
What was Oscar Goldman
like
doing?
Well,
was Oscar
that's
Goldman?
Charlie Angel, isn't it?
No, Oscar Goldman. $6 million man.
Was
Oscar Goldman filming it?
out of curiosity, is the penis mechanical, or is this somehow just a...
Hey, man, people tell me mine was at one point.
Is this somehow like an implant that just gives...
He lasted an hour and three quarters.
Ooh.
I'm reading it here.
Oh.
An hour and three
ladies,
quarters.
Calm down now.
Yeah. So when Charlotte, the lady that was assisting him, saw it for the first time, she was a little shocked. And then...
She was shocked? Looked,
yeah, and then she was shocked. And then she said, it's kind of incredible.
I'm curious, though. I mean, is it a what do you call it, a prosthetic penis?
Ooh.
Or is it something that's been implanted into what's remained of his penis.
That is and a valid question.
I think it came from a fish.
Because if it's a prosthetic penis, I mean, you know, how does he?
Well, they took skin from his arm.
Okay.
You know how that feels, penis like. Your arm.
Wait, hold on.
I mean, the thickness and everything. and it contained tubes to inflate.
Oh, so it kind of blood pumps it up.
Pumps it up.
There you go.
Pump up the volume.
Well, you know what? Do we have his name? Do they offer his name?
They do give his name. Abid, what's his last name?
Mohammed Abad.
Mohammed Abad.
Mohammed Abad?
He's Scottish.
Abad.
He's a Scottish man.
Mohammed Abad. He's Scottish. Okay. Yes. Well, you know what? Let's cheers to Mohammed and his newfound at what, 44 years old?
And as the article said, now that's a happy ending. It is.
No longer the 44-year-old virgin.
No.
Wow. So if he was six, so that's 38 years.
Yeah.
So where does that put us? 86, 76 or 78? 1978 is when he had the accident?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
For those that are wondering,
I don't know if it was like road burn that took it off.
It was severed by some kind of car door. You got slammed in the car door.
For those that are wondering, 8 inches.
Oh.
What is 8 inches?
Only
what is the bionic
Sacco
penis?
Was interested.
Oh, okay.
Sacco was interested.
Yeah,
of
course.
We know that.
Ton of money.
Ton of them.
Some of these things that are coming up, I'm looking at this on the internet. Some of the things coming up. Remember the Garbage Pail Kid stickers?
Yep.
You know?
Oh, wait, whoa.
I used to have them on my door.
Wait, what year were these Garbage Pail? I mean, kind of remember them, but it almost seems to me that they were like... Really? It was the 70s?
Yeah.
Late 70s.
Right? Yeah,
I had them. I had them all over my door.
I had wacky packages.
Wacky,
that
too.
But that was before Garbage Pail Kids, I think.
That was like,
that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, it is. That's what I thought. The wacky packages were like early to mid 70s, like 73, 74, 75-ish.
Yeah, I used to have
I still have a whole pack.
You do?
I got a box full of them. I saved them.
Unopened?
Well, they're open, but they're not on PI. I never took the stickers off.
Oh, we got to look at these.
I got them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great. I saved everything.
I love that stuff.
Rocco,
I
mean, you know.
What are the toys?
What are the toys?
Taco.
So one of the original Monopoly games. From 1933.
What are we saying? These are what? Valuable toys?
Valuable toys.
Okay.
Right? That's before it was Park Place and Boardwalk, right? They had different names, didn't they?
No, I don't know. It doesn't say that here, but one sold at auction,
makes me think of hanging out in the West Bank with some bread and some cheese.
I tried bringing the wine, but we can't find a wine opener in the Super Sud studio.
Backwash studios. There is a bottle of wine sitting in front of us that we cannot open.
And check out the name. It's called Ménage à Trois.
And for the four of us, that would have been perfect.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
the janitor
Sacco's pulling his way through over here.
The janitor did not clean up the beers from last week.
That is a problem, by the way. I'm okay right now.
Oh, we're all good.
Yeah. That's a problem. We kind of left last week in a hurry or something, and the cleanup effort after the show last week didn't really happen. Although, I mean, you had the Sacco. You had the next day off, so we ended up hanging out, telling stories. Sacco did.
You guys were out
on Thursday.
We were here.
No.
It was Wednesday.
After the show, we hung out longer than we normally do because Sacco had the day off the next day.
I got home at 3 in the morning.
Oh, and we had big plans on going out Thursday, but I don't think any of us felt like
I was in Oneana ready to go out, but no one to get in touch with me.
You didn't get in touch with me.
I tried everything.
Tried everything but contacting me. You trying using the psychic?
Yeah.
All right, listen. I have an update to a story that we had on the program. We had on the program, maybe the first or second episode. Remember the nipple bill discussion?
The what?
The nipple bill.
The nipple bill. Is that when you pied a hole in the bill and you put your nipple through it?
Lawmakers in New Hampshire.
Breastfeeding.
We talked. No, this wasn't breastfeeding. This was New Hampshire.
All right.
Lawmakers backing a bill to criminalize women for exposing their breasts in public warned Monday that failing to pass this bill, and this is Monday of this most recent week, could hurt New Hampshire's tourism industry and lead to rampant nudity across the state. Now, first of all, if there is rampant nudity across New Hampshire, we're going. We're going.
We have a new vacation destination.
Right? Right? That's not hurting tourism, I don't think. So that argument kind of works against itself. One of the lawmakers said it's a shame that some folks are more concerned with exposing their breasts in public places than they are concerned about how families and children may be impacted by being forced to experience this evolving societal behavior, meaning that, you know, they're more concerned with their right to show their breasts than they are how it affects maybe kids who might see them.
I know. I think people should lighten up.
Well, we all talked about it. We've had this similar topic several times on the program.
They should talk to the owner of the Fly Creek Cider Mill.
And we've all determined that maybe we are a little strict. But I still maintain the position that, you know, despite the fact that it might be your right to show your breasts, and I'm all for it, frankly. If I have kids, I might say, can you just please? You know, it's my right to do a lot of things. I could stand up and preach about whatever, but if it offends you, maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe I should just say, no, I shouldn't do that, even though I can do it legally.
I mean, you keep your ass hair covered.
Well,
that would offend me.
Despite how many times you ask me not to.
He's a Brazilian wax guy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying, I just think, again, I'm in the point where, you know what? Yeah, you probably have the right to do it, and nobody should take that right away, but that doesn't make it tasteful all the time.
Well,
you know?
Well, you can't have laws against tastelessness.
Right. All I'm saying is that maybe people just need to use a little common courtesy for each other.
I think boobies are nice and tasteful.
I agree with you. I got nothing against boobies. I'm not saying that at all.
Me neither.
But if you were walking around with your 6-year-old kid, you might think differently. You might think differently.
Or you use it as a learning experience for the kid.
Maybe,
hey, look, don't worry about it. That's the way it is here.
Maybe, but not everybody feels that way. I don't feel that way. I don't think that's appropriate. Not for me as a parent. And, so I think everybody's got their position on that. And I think we should all be respectful of each other. That's all.
So that's bottom fair. Line, let's not go to New Hampshire.
No, bottom line is if they're gonna have nudity rampant across the street, we're definitely going to New Hampshire. Like, are you kidding me?
He's just not bringing his kids.
My kids are staying home.
Is that the Granite State?
So we don't know how it
is. Live free or die.
Live free or die. I'm gonna show them some rock.
What's that?
We don't know did it pass or not pass.
Well, the bottom line is that they are. You know what? If I could read a little better here, but the mic is like right in front of this thing here.
I know the problem.
They're trying to make it a misdemeanor for women to show their breasts or nipples in public with reckless disregard for whether it would offend someone or not. So it's partly – this whole thing is partly a response to the Free the Nipple campaign, which we've all heard of and talked
about. And supported.
Did we support the Free the Nipple?
Pretty sure we signed the petition.
It's just the nipple.
They haven't voted on this thing yet, so we don't know what's going to happen. All I know is this: it's an ongoing effort in the legislature of New Hampshire. So there you go.
That's the live free or die state?
It is the live free or die state, unless it's about nipples.
What's the Granite State? Vermont? Right next door. Okay. Vermont
I
Granite.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. 661-449-1405 if you'd like to call and talk about your nipples or anything.
Please.
Yeah.
Or live free or die.
661-449-1405. Who's next? Who's got something?
Sacco looks like he's...
I'm reading about these sisters, Lana and Steffi Scolaro. Realized that they were loaded once they discovered not everyone takes a chef or a private jet on vacation. 21 years old, 23 years old.
So
they figured it out. Drunk, but loaded
right, cash loaded
wise.
In terms of cash. They figured out at some point in their late teens, they figured out that they were rich because of Instagram and comparing themselves.
So they've been living all along thinking that everybody has a
super
private
rich
chef and they take a yacht and a
right
private plane. That's just the way life is in America, I guess. That's
thank
right
you, Kardashian right TV show.
And of course, they happen to be beautiful. All right.
They're from California.
But they thought that was real life. No, they're
okay.
European.
So wait a second. They are posting these pictures.
What are their names?
Scroll down.
And oh, hang on. You guys keep talking about something.
What are their names?
Steffi and Lana Scolero.
So they're from
and Lana with two L's. Well,
where are they from?
One
Russia?
L. One L. No, I don't know. France. I'm guessing France.
I just seen the picture. Oh my God. Wait.
I see a reality TV show here. You got to scroll down to
listen,
there, Rocco.
People out there in Radio Land does not see this picture, but listen to this. That's a double boing.
So, I mean, how rich do you have to be to live in a world where you don't realize that you're rich?
She said, I didn't realize everybody doesn't take 20 suitcases with them when they travel.
Are they just that stupid? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, they're claiming that they were brought up in
right
this wealthiness,
so they expect, yeah,
and they had no idea what the rest of the world was like.
Wow.
That's the parents. The parents should be slapped.
Well,
They should be thanked.
You've seen the picture, right?
Oh,
that's a good gene pool going on there, isn't
that
it?
That is a really good gene. But yeah, hey, speaking of this, and again, we try to avoid too much politics on here.
I love politics.
But I have to say, you see Donald Trump on stage after a debate or a rally, and you see all the family, the women,
mm-hmm,
they're all hotties.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's a good thing he got his wife before he built the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is she from?
She's from Ukraine or something,
yeah, something
right?
Like
that. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty, and you look at that and you say, okay, obviously, clearly money has something to do
he
with.
He did get a lot of ass, doesn't he?
Well, that I don't know.
Think
I don't know
about it. He had all these Ivanka, Shavanka, Shikanka, Malika, no?
Istanbul.
All the girls in France do the hula dance.
Anyway, all I know is that you see him on stage with all those ladies, and they all look pretty good. And you have to. And my thought is clearly, money can help you get there. And I'm not saying that it attracts the women. I'm saying you go to the right hairstylist, you go to the right, you know, fashion, whatever,
pain
design,
cream.
Right? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
well, now, do women think Trump is attractive?
Oh, I doubt it. But I don't think, I honestly believe that.
I think more importantly, do you?
I know. Does he have a hairy ass?
Socko.
Oh, Socko.
I think the money gets his looks.
Well, that's it.
That.
It's success.
His,
I mean, there's
lifestyle.
There is a power for a successful person. They attract people. They attract others.
Yep.
You know, whether you're male or female, if you're successful, you kind of have an aura that attracts people. It just happens. I have an interesting story. And you know, funny thing is, I just realized so many of my stories involve the police.
In Florida.
Is this one in Florida? No, this one's in Ohio, actually, but it is police related. Police arrested this guy, and he didn't want to be identified. So during it was a traffic stop that started the whole thing. He chewed off the tips of his fingers so they couldn't fingerprint him.
Come on.
Oh.
Really?
Yep. His name is Kirk Kelly. He's been jailed on felony counts of evidence tampering and obstructing after his arrest because he chewed off his fingertips.
Is that his real name?
That takes balls.
That I don't know. It was Talmadge, Ohio. The police there say that Kelly and several other people were put into a cruiser without handcuffs after their vehicle was stopped, and officers at the vehicle at the stop thought they smelled drugs. So they say that Kelly gave a false name. Apparently, Kelly wasn't the false name when they tried to identify him, and they figured out who he was after looking at photos of his tattoos. Clearly, he was wanted, but his attempt to cover up his identity involved him chewing off his fingertips so they couldn't see his fingerprints.
Yeah, say so, yeah, copper, you ain't
like,
get me, copper.
Just
yeah,
like the skin, or like. Well, I'm like, assuming
the
he went deep enough so that you know. I mean,
I'm sure he's just trying to protect his innocence.
Well, of course. He's standing up for his right.
He didn't want to be accused of something that he didn't commit.
Right,
you've watched Making a Murderer.
That's true.
So
I mean, clearly.
He must have watched a lot of it.
So he knew what he was in for.
Absolutely.
You know, a corrupt yes. police department that was going to manufacture evidence. He wanted to protect it. So someone else take this because I'm
I got no fingertips. Copy, you can't get me. You can't nail me. Ma'am. Yeah. That's it.
So Bo was showing me a picture of David Letterman. You guys seen this?
Yeah, he looks
his Santa chic look.
Yeah, he's got the gray beard.
Big beard.
100 pounds heavier.
Is he 100 pounds heavier?
He's definitely heavier. He's he said he was just tired of shaving.
But he shaved his head, though. Did you see the picture?
He shaved his head. I don't think he shaved his head.
I think he was wearing a wig?
Yeah. I think he was actually bald, and the other stuff was, they took care of him. He's still got some hair there. It's just cut back.
No, he's like a cue ball.
No, I guess not. Getting there.
Rocco's showing us some naughty pictures.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is.
I'm just showing.
Is
I'm just updating
topic?
You on the Lana and Steffi.
Rocco, do they?
Yeah. Rocco, where do they live? Did you figure out where they live?
It doesn't.
No,
say.
I haven't done it. Again. I just.
All right, we're talking two different conversation stories.
Yeah, we are. I was just talking to Rocco. Sorry, you heard that.
Hold on. Let's put the wall up. Let's put the fence up.
No, the cone of silence. Remember that from Maxwell from Get Smart, the cone of silence?
Agent 99.
What do you think that movie prop would sell for?
Oh, man. Anything from that was a great.
Yeah.
That was a Mel Brooks.
I want the phone shoe.
Was he a producer? Was he right? I don't even know what his real role was.
The shoe phone shoe?
Yeah. All that stuff, the cone of silence, which if anybody hasn't seen the original Get Smart, the cone of silence was two plastic globes that they would put over their heads with a tube that connected them so they could talk to each other in secret.
That was a great show. When I used to be sick at, during the day after school and you watch it, awesome. Never mind.
Yeah, no, it was a great show.
When you were playing hooky?
Yeah,
playing hooky.
It was an absolutely great show. Did we have a topic?
Guys are talking about the other two twins, though, aren't you?
Twins. You should see
they're from
pictures.
London.
London.
This apparently, one was having an affair with Robin Thicke, and her mum, deleted her Instagram account because of this Robin Thicke.
Well, it
affair.
Explains why you don't see any pictures of their smile.
Blurred images, blurred lines, whatever that song's called.
Blurred lines
from Robin Thicke. No.
I'm trying to think which one's better looking. I can't.
You're trying to think, or
not sure.
Okay. Has anybody heard of Dog Vinci?
Come on, this ain't gonna go where I think it's going.
No, I don't know.
A dog's gonna wear a hat with a paintbrush.
It's a black Labrador Retriever in Long Island, which I figured you guys would be all over this. Who has a unique skill for painting?
Of course.
And it's an opportunity for people or for Dog Vinci to raise money for animal charities. Dagger, the 3-year-old dog known as Dog Vinci, was meant to be an assistance dog for, like helping disabled. But his fear of walking up and down stairs led him to a different calling, which happens to be art. So they put a paintbrush in this dog's mouth and a canvas in front of the dog, and he paints. And these paintings happen to sell for big bucks, and the money goes to help animal charities.
That's a good little thing, but Dog Vinci?
Dog Vinci. The paintings have been selling for $50 to $200, and the money goes directly to Canine Companions for Independence. So it's an organization that trains assistance dogs. And it's a great thing for Dagger or Dog Vinci to do. It gives him something to do during the day. And he's actually pretty good at it. Some of these paintings look pretty cool.
Dog people. I don't know. I love dogs, but people really get crazy with their animals.
Raised many thousands of dollars for this particular charity, this maybe not charity, but organization, all from Dog Vinci's paintings. So, Rocco, you still have hope. Don't give up on your dream.
You can
don't
still be
give
a
up
painter.
On your dream.
Well, I have dogs, too. So yes.
Do they paint?
They're going to start.
Can we do it for profit?
They're going to start. $200 to paint?
Is it okay to do this for profit? Can we have a little?
Of course.
Canvases, baby.
What is it? I can't see the number because you put your phone on the thing.
Oh, sorry.
661-449-1405.
So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Completely different topic, something that I find pretty interesting.
Has it been bothering you?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Not at all. So organ donation.
Not doing it.
Not doing it?
Nope.
That's good to know. Is this what your question is?
Yes.
Would we do organ donation? I, up until this point, have never even considered doing it. You know, it's something that, you know, I don't know, you check a box somewhere. I don't even know
right.
what it is. I just like, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
So you guys are with about 40%.
I already did it.
Yep.
I woke up in a hotel with a scar and a thing of ice in a bathtub.
Were you in Siam? Where the hell were you? Bangladesh? Bangkok? Where were you?
Is that
I really
is that how Muhammad Abed got his penis?
That's what happened.
I can
not
totally,
that they extended it though.
I can totally see Bo in the hostel scenario.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god,
movie.
That movie was sick.
Oh, that's why do you ask this question?
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because some research was done. Would people change their minds if money was involved?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What to the family?
$50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it for $50,000?
Just check, be an organ donor.
Be an organ donor.
Now you're talking about post-mortem donating, right? You're not talking about
correct.
Yeah, he's not current. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you could give a kidney. I mean,
well,
you could do that. I mean, you're not talking about that.
You can get top dollar for that now.
Car accident, they look at your license.
Yeah.
You're dead. They're shipping you out.
Right.
Because the U.S. has a very strict law about money when it comes to organs and stuff, but there's a huge shortage of. Particularly kidneys,
yeah.
and people can't get them, and they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
But this company did some research, how many people would change their mind if some money was thrown.
So is this story that you're bringing up, meaning that there's actual discussion that they might change those laws?
No, it doesn't
say
they're changing it, but the information's out there in terms of, and this was done by, this was actually published in JAMA, Journal for American Medical.
Okay, so how close are we to synthetic or laboratory-grown replacement organs?
They put a kibosh on that about 10 years ago, I heard.
You heard?
Because I know things.
At the bar? Where'd you hear that?
I did.
Well, you're our lawyer.
Yeah, you're the legal expert.
They held a tight leash on this, and they ain't going to let you know, but I think they're still doing it, but the generic thing, the whole... You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So what's your question, John?
My question is, how far removed are we from the possibility of laboratory-produced replacements?
Artificial.
As opposed to taking a kidney from a donor versus growing one in a laboratory.
Well, the DNA.
They've
replaced the penis.
Well, clearly.
Bionically.
That wasn't grown, though.
Okay.
Well, it does
grow.
I love it with tubes and a pump. But
so I knew that they're working on artificial hearts. So while you're talking,
yeah,
I quick Google, artificial heart. The first link is discount artificial heart / artificial heart .bestprice.com.
Like
Barney Clark,
like mail order, like Amazon.com.
Right, right.
Order your artificial heart.
Right, right.
So Barney Clark Foundation.
A do-it-yourself kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
don't know.
Replace your heart for dummies.
Yeah, no. It brings up actually plant stuff. But.
You know, I think this particular show, this episode of G&D, may be the most serious we've had so far. I mean, we're talking about some very serious and heavy topics tonight.
I'm squinting. That means we mean business.
Are you crying?
No, I'm.
I think you're a little misty-eyed. Don't try to hide it.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't try to hide it. What do you think, Rocco? You think we've been a little serious tonight?
No.
You can say yes or no.
I think we should really grow.
We've got to stop covering the numbers.
No, the first show we talked a lot about.
I think we should really be having a farm for artificial organs.
Yeah.
Well, you're donating.
I donated. I woke up in that bathtub, I told you.
661-449-1405. This is right up our alley. I have a story that is going to make you guys so excited. The problem is there's four of us, and it's really only relates to three, okay? So I've got some audio to play to set the stage for this, okay? Don't grimace. Do not grimace. Rocker.
Grimace, he's the guy from McDonald's, isn't he?
You're going to like this. Here we go.
At World of Beer, we're all about sharing the best beer and best beer stories on the planet. And we want you to help us do it. We're looking for 3 drinking interns to hit the road and experience the world's best craft beer and food and share it with World of Beer taverns everywhere. Because if you ask us, the world tastes a hell of a lot better when you drink it in.
Okay, that's pretty much it. World of Beers.
All right. So here's the thing. You're wrong about 3 people. Somebody's got to drive.
Rocco?
I'll be at the helm.
I'm not sure we hit that demographics.
We probably don't, but think about it. You're hired by World of Beers to head out around the globe and sample beer. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to send this to my sons.
He's got 3. My 3 sons over here. He's Fred McMurray in the flesh.
Who's Chip?
Who's Uncle Charlie is the question.
Oh, Uncle Charlie's
Uncle grumpy.
Charlie. But seriously, I don't know if you've – I mean, there's a World of Beers in Syracuse that I've been to a time or two. I don't know where else they are. I know they're around.
What is it, a restaurant or a pub?
It's a restaurant.
Oh,
well, it's a
brewery?
Pub restaurant. No, it's not a brewery. It's
okay.
I don't think they brew their own beer. I think it's just – they have like 70 beers on tap or something crazy. And
do they have Busch Light?
And they maybe not. But you know, it's a national chain, or at least somewhat national chain, and they are based out of Florida. Surprise, surprise! And they're looking for applicants for an internship, and they will travel the world drinking beer for 4 months.
Hmm. We could do it.
All right,
yeah,
We could take the show on the road. G&D on the
road,
baby.
They will visit breweries and beer festivals around the world to sample food and the craft brews. And the interns who will be selected will each be paid $12,000 in addition to getting their food, lodging, and travel expenses paid for, and will be required to write about their beer tasting adventures for the company's website.
Let's do it, man. Be a nice little vacation.
It's perfect, right?
It'll be a great vacation.
It'd be awesome 4 months.
I'm tired. Let's take a vacation.
I sent it.
Did you really?
I did, of course. Yeah. I got one that's legal drinking age.
The article that accompanies that particular soundbite that I played says, whether you're a photographer or a writer, social media maverick, or beer blog surfer, we're looking for you. Adventure seekers and storytellers, beer experts or novices, brewery nerds or foodie fans will all be encouraged to apply. So if you want to live, drink, and tell the tale of the world, get ready to apply for a chance to share your experience as a drink it intern. World of Beers, looking for you.
That would be a blast, man.
Right?
Oh,
that would be awesome. Around the world, hanging out, drinking beers. I mean, that's what this show's about. We just don't get to go around the world and do it.
Scotland, Ireland. That'd be awesome.
By the way, candidates must be 21 years or older and can apply at World of Beer locations or online at the World of Beer website by March 26th. We have 3 days as of this recording and broadcast to apply for this.
Really?
We should do it. We should tell them we have an internationally recognized podcast that we will also cover.
Absolutely.
The starring Rocco.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we should give us a leg up.
I mean, we had fan mail from China.
We had fan mail from China.
Yes,
from and from
Miami.
Sorority,
Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. All over.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So I think we'd be a shoo-in. All right. Who's got something?
Did you guys see that? My new favorite diner?
No.
It's called the Half Pint in Manhattan.
The Half Pint?
It's called the Half Pint. It's on West 3rd Street, I believe. They have what is on the menu. They have for breakfast a thing called the Old School. The Old School includes 2 fried eggs, breakfast potatoes, sausage, or bacon and toast. It's $11 with a PBR.
Oh, now we're
my
talking.
My type of place.
It is $12 without the PBR.
Really?
This is where we need to have breakfast.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, is that a legitimate business plan to say, okay, it's cheaper if you order the beer, because I know as the business person, if you order the beer, you're going to either want more food or more beer.
Or tip higher.
Or tip higher or something, right? Right? Is that a legitimate business proposition?
Well, I mean,
$11
for Manhattan, but $11 for eggs, I mean, it's a pretty good markup anyway. And PBR, let's be honest.
No, but my point is, by including the beer and actually making it more attractive to have the beer, is that setting them up for the customer to buy more?
Just yes. Having the novelty of it is worth the dollar.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you're saving a dollar.
Well,
even
look,
if you didn't drink the beer.
They're getting airtime on our show.
It's just
true.
Free ads. Yeah.
And we know how broadly we reach Manhattan in the world.
We do.
And I'm confident the PBR doesn't really cost them a dollar.
30 cents.
Yeah, maybe.
25 cents.
But they also in France, they were letting the waiter decide on what to charge based on how rude you were.
Oh, really?
In France?
That sounds
like a French thing.
When you asked for coffee, if you said, please, may I have, or good morning, may I have a cup of coffee? It was cheaper than if you just said coffee, please. Oh, just give me a coffee. Just
give me coffee, damn it.
The waiter got to decide.
Coffee.
Really?
It's similar to that, you know.
That almost sounds like it's some kind of form of discrimination or something.
What was the name of this diner?
You can arbitrarily
set prices. I think it's called the Half
Pint. I got to check this place
on
out.
West 3rd Street.
Road trip. All right, guys. We got to do one or two things here. We either need to take a break or you guys need to keep talking while I leave the room.
No, let's
take
a break because I need a beer anyway.
All right, that works. Let's take a break. Sure. Go listen to G&D with Jocko, Rocco, Socko, and Bo. Should all sing along to this.
Beer. Beer.
Rocco, join us, please.
Beer. Oh, sorry.
Beer.
I don't know the words.
Beer.
Did somebody just harmonize? Nice.
Beer.
One more.
Beer.
There we go. Okay, that's Joe Quigley from Audio Drinking Companion, and it's just great stuff. Audio Drinking Companion is still online if you want to learn more about it. It's cool. It's fun.
Beer.
Has his sales gone up since you've been plugging
in? I hope so. I haven't even told him I'm doing it, so I hope he's okay with it. Hey, listen, I got to say that we've only got about 15 minutes, a little less than 15 minutes left, and we do encourage – actually, we'll take guests. We've talked to some people in our local community who've been interested in being with us on the program. We have an extra chair. We will take a guest. What do we call him? What are we? Not an announcer. What do we? We'll think of something for that. We got to come up with a guest bartender. No, what were we saying? Guest bartender. What do we say?
Guest brewmeister.
I think we were talking about the guest bartenders.
We had this conversation.
But anyway, the best way to get on the program, if you're interested, is to email Rocco at goodanddrunk.com.
Yes.
And that's where the applications go. And,
or mail.
Or mail. What's the mailing
I'm
address?
I'm trying to get P.O. Box 205.
205, Cooperstown, New York.
13326.
Yeah. So you could apply by mail if you still know how to do that. I mean, mail is kind of... Kind of.
So we do need. I won't
slow.
Be here next week.
Yeah. What's that?
That's right. We do need a guest next week. I won't be here.
You won't be here next
Maybe
week.
We can get Breezy in here and assist the Stormy.
Breeze and Stormy.
So I'm going on a trip next week. That's why I won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Nice. Good.
Heading out to Colorado.
Very nice.
Colorado, and you know what they're doing out in Colorado.
I do know what they're doing in Colorado these days.
Did you know that the marijuana sales forecast? In 4 years, is going to hit $23 billion a year.
In Colorado or?
No, that's I think that's all the states.
But is this legal or legal and illegal?
Yeah, across the country. Legal sales.
Legal sales.
Legal sales. $5.7 billion in the last year.
So wow.
It's going to grow to $23 billion by then.
Well, a lot of that growth is the fact that there are a bunch of other states that are legalizing, right?
Yeah, it's Colorado, Alaska, Oregon, Washington, D.C.
Wow.
For recreational use. And then there's a ton of others for limited use.
Medical.
Well, so what's really interesting about what most people don't realize is there has to be such profit in marijuana because for tax purposes, you cannot deduct any of the expenses.
Really?
For federal taxes.
Is that because it's...
It's illegal federally.
Right, exactly.
So you have to pick up 100% of the income and no expenses.
Wow.
So it must make so much money
That's
that the
incredible.
Cost doesn't matter and the tax on 100% of the gross income doesn't matter.
Wow. I have a friend who does that in California. Opened up an area. He's capped out. He's only allowed to make $46,000 a month. Then he's done.
Where is this?
California.
Is it legal
Sonoma
in California?
Sonoma Valley.
Medical. Is that medical?
Medical.
Yeah, he sells
of
it
course.
To all. He sells has A bud and B bud, and he sells it to all these pharmaceutical companies. But he cannot make no more than $46,000.
He can't make more than $46,000
a month.
A month.
A month.
I might be able to live on
bad.
That. I might be able to live on that.
Yeah, I think we can handle that. Yeah.
And you can't deduct any expenses.
Well, but
at least on federal taxes, yeah. Oh, cool. Well,
it's interesting. That's how profitable it has to be.
Is New York going to be hitting this soon?
Medical, it's hitting now.
Ooh,
not the kind of smoke, though.
No,
I have
no,
a lot of land.
It'd
be a pill.
I don't smoke, so it'd be great. It's all profit.
Does it work the same way in
a
week?
You know what I find really strange?
Can
I just say that? I find this really strange, and I'm not taking a side on this whole legalization of marijuana thing.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about
But I found it really strange that the same people who are basically trying to shut down people's right to smoke, just smoke in general, are pushing for the legalization of smoking marijuana.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of almost a contradiction.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Well, that's why New York State is a pill.
Yeah, no smoking in New York State for medical marijuana.
Right, but that's not the case in Colorado, and
right.
clearly, and,
right.
and some of these other states. Was it Vermont
right.
or New Hampshire? One of those two is.
Are you sure they have
no
smoking areas like
the
we do in New York?
The smoking laws still exist.
Really?
You know where you can smoke, where you can't smoke.
Okay.
So that did not change.
Right, but the whole argument for those laws is that it's so bad
right.
for you to inhale the smoke. Yet
right.
they're proponents of. Smoking this other substance, almost. It just seems to be a contradiction to me. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Just pointing it out. Hey, you know, I'm here for just the offer the counterpoint, point counterpoint.
Yeah, but cigarette smoking's just gross.
It's all gross, frankly. It's all gross to me. It's disgusting.
Ashes.
And it hurts like hell. I mean, just what the heck? Anyway, let's talk about the trip we're going to take. Anybody got an idea where we want to go?
Well, start the half pint for breakfast.
I like that idea.
That's a great idea.
Now, let me ask you this. With the half pint, does it tell you if you wanted a second PBR, what that's going to cost you?
I only saw the one picture, the one menu item. So
I
don't
know. When you sent that around as a possible topic for, you know, during our pre-show thing, I thought it was like the American Legion or something or the Vets Club. Or
no,
something.
It's
actually a diner.
Yeah. I remember they used to go, there was a bar in Manhattan. I think it was right under the Brooklyn Bridge where it had they had signs for the eye opener special. $5 quarts before 9 a.m.
Amazing.
They probably did good business too.
I'm sure. I'm guessing it was the Men in Blue. A lot
of
that.
Right.
It's like all the college bars, the kegs and eggs in the morning, on Sunday and Saturdays.
We could go to that diner and then make a stop at the Museum of Sex.
There we go. We could make a full.
I knew someone who worked there. Hold on.
So do we.
Oh, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You know who we're talking about?
Yeah.
He's the one I just sent
thank
a note
you.
To saying you should try this internship.
That's funny, man.
You can call him Daco.
That's funny, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, I did want to also offer a nice plug. I mean, we have a lot of listeners, and I don't do this with with any eye on captivating our audience for profit. But I do want to point out that Scaricon New England is coming up. And
that's a nonprofit. I didn't realize it.
Well, it's nonprofit because it doesn't make
currently.
Any money.
Yeah. It took Jocko almost 2 hours to make that plug.
Yeah.
And it's coming up. We got some great celebrity guests lined up.
Hello.
Sacco, know a lot of them.
Yep.
Really
the
fun.
The lineup looks really good.
Great time. And it's not just an opportunity to go in and get a few autographs. But it really is gives people an opportunity to hang out with these celebrities and have a drink or two and party like rock stars with them, right? I mean,
they're a lot of fun. It's a really good time, and everybody is there to have a great time. A lot of drinking, a lot of partying going on.
And
good music.
What's the date?
Yep. And it's June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and it's in Springfield, Massachusetts for the New England show, and the website is scaricon.com, and there's a lot of details there. And it is so much fun. And Bo, you're going to be there. You're entertaining the troops.
I'm doing the VIP party.
Yes.
On Friday night?
Friday night's the VIP
Maybe
party.
Saturday, if you can give me some extra dough,
can
I might do it.
Can you check the hits? Are they going up on the site now?
Oh, they're skyrocketing. Oh, the server just crashed. It was too much.
Oh, my goodness.
Too
my
much.
Goodness.
I got something to tell you. I got like 10 people coming from Long Island.
Really? So it's Scaricon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. They're going to have best time of their lives.
Yeah, they're going to have a good time.
Rocco, can you
And
go?
My buddy John.
I don't know. I have to work that out.
We already said you were coming. You
hey,
already been determined, remember?
What did I say?
We already had this conversation.
Okay.
Jocko, my
That's
buddy
June.
John
There's
wants
no
to
business.
Work it, too.
Oh, okay, good.
If you need help,
so
he said he'll help.
Yet more celebrities. The whole G&D crew will be there.
That is awesome.
We should do a live.
We're about to. I'm gonna give you guys an exclusive right now because it has not been announced. Margot Kidder is coming.
Is she still skinny?
I think so.
Man, I'm going to come in like Superman costume.
Margot Kidder, Rocco, you know who she is. Margot Kidder.
Lois Lane?
Yeah. Well, she was in
good.
The movie, in the first Superman movie.
And she's flying with hearts in her eyes with Superman that time looking.
Yeah. Can you read my mind? You know that one. And then she was also in Amityville Horror and Black Christmas and a whole bunch of other horror movies too. So she's got a good horror pedigree.
I can't wait to talk to her.
Well, good
Did
luck.
Did you get
a
couple
months?
Yeah, I heard you get Tara Reid from Sharknado.
Still working on Tara Reid. We have Jordan Ladd, Cheryl Ladd's daughter, and she was in Cabin Fever, a couple other horror movies.
Good movie.
Yeah, Cabin Fever. She's the
blonde
in Cabin Fever.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we got her. We got Jason Lively and Jill Whitlow from Night of the Creeps. Jason is a blast.
He's so much fun.
Jason Lively. If you don't know who he is, folks, he's in the movie Night of the Creeps, but he's also from European Vacation. He played Rusty in European Vacation.
Was he the second or third Rusty?
Second one.
Second Rusty.
Yeah.
He was a good Rusty.
And I like to say I'm going to be working with Adrian Barbeau.
Yeah, Adrian Barbeau will be there.
Yep.
You know Adrian.
And who's the pro wrestler that was going
on? Greg the Hammer Valentine.
The Hammer
Valentine. Yeah, Valentine. Yeah, a bunch of other people too. Felissa Rose. I'm blanking out.
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson, of course, from Ghostbusters, and a lot of other people. And it really is a weekend of just hanging out, having a great time. Is that enough, or just should I keep going, Rocco?
No, I think this is great.
I think one more.
One more? You think I should?
All
right, Cleve Hall,
Ooh.
Who is known as the Monster Man. He's a makeup effects artist and is really well known. And he's actually a goth legend. You know, anybody who's into the goth scene, he's huge into that. And he keeps asking me, is there a goth club nearby that he can make an appearance at while he's at Scaricon?
Two birds with one stone.
Right. So I need to do a little research on that. But
do you have a tattoo guy coming?
I usually do. I'm not sure if he's coming to this one or not. I got to check.
Because I want a G&D tattoo.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Well, I thought I was going to
give Breeze.
I thought I was going to give Breeze a design with G&D.
That's it, man. I hear that.
So anyway, Scaricon New England is June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Springfield, Massachusetts. It's a short drive from everywhere. It's really easy to get to. And if you want more information, scaricon.com is the website, and it's pretty much all right there.
Don't forget about April 9th.
Oh, yeah.
With
G-Fest. G-Fest at the B-Side. That's right. Noni
G-Fest
Anta.
G-Fest at the B-Side.
Great cause there.
Not to be mixed up with G-Spot.
No.
G-Fest.
No.
G-Spot at the Behind. No, it's G-Fest at the B-Side.
And that show starts what time? 6 o'clock?
The whole night starts at 6 o'clock, and it'll go until closing. A lot of bands, a lot of music, a lot of fun.
Last year was a great time.
It really was.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it really was a great time. And actually, Sarah Horn from class of 2015, the OHS was the recipient of the award last year.
I know her.
Do you?
Yeah. Because a friend of mine is his father, her father.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
So,
is there a fix?
What?
I mean,
Bo isn't involved in making those decisions. But thanks for taking us there, Rocco.
That's good radio.
Oh, that's Jordan Ladd.
Yeah, you see the pictures, huh? I think her mom's coming
Rocco
too.
Rocco just changed his mind.
Cheryl's chaperoning.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, guys. So, anybody else have a final topic? We only got about a minute left. I don't know. Well, we have 90 seconds left.
Oh, now it works.
Yeah,
it's all of a sudden.
Well,
anybody else?
I'm done. I got all my plugs out. Oh, BMJ Painting Interior Needs 607-435-4240.
Oh, is your phone ringing?
I got one job out of this already. So
That's great. Anybody else have a business they want to plug?
No. I got a really good jam. Here we go. Thank you.
All right, listen, it's G&D. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening by download, remember we do broadcast live Wednesday nights. The website is www.goodanddrunk.com. The Facebook page is facebook.com/goodanddrunk, and we are happy to have you along. Thanks for joining us. Oh,